Good evening.
Good evening.
It's good to be here tonight. I'm thankful for this opportunity. I want to say I'm thankful for the efforts that Brother Perkins and all of them have put into the youth retreat.
Amen.
Following God and doing that, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Be starting with one main verse that we can kind of try to keep our attention on throughout this whole message, if the Lord would allow. The one main verse, Proverbs in the 29th chapter and the 18th verse. Proverbs 29, 18. Proverbs 29:18. It says this: where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So keeping that one verse in mind, if the Lord will allow, I'd like to tonight to try to focus, what is the vision for God's people as the church today? What is the vision for our future? What should we keep in the forefront of our minds? What should we have our life wholly given to? None else but Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Stephen, as he was being stoned there, he saw Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. As we are being persecuted, and even as we're not being persecuted, as we go through our daily lives, let us keep our vision on God.
Amen.
Where there is no vision, the people perish. If we don't have our minds and hearts set upon the right thing, we are bound to be overtaken by our adversary, the devil. We will die by him. And so will our children. If we do not keep our focus where it needs to be, our children's and our church's future is at stake. So in that, I'd like to talk about unity in the Lord's church house. In vision, we need to have the same vision in unity as brothers and sisters. In 1 Corinthians, let me tell you, that's a good place to read if you're looking for guidance in your church. 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter. All through the 12th, 13th, 14th chapters are all good. Now, specifically in this 12th chapter, it talks about spiritual gifts and the diversities that are amongst each of the members in the house of God. It's true today still. Now, in the 4th verse of the 12th chapter, it says this: now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. The Spirit of God. I was so scattered trying to get this all together. But whenever I surrender it to God, oh, He pieces it all together. The Scripture that I can't seem to find sometimes, He'll just put it all together. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, the same vision, the same cause. And let me tell you what that cause is today. It is to lift up God. That's the first and foremost, most important thing that we can do in our lives, in each and every day of our lives, is to exalt the name of Jesus Christ, and to have a zeal, to have that vision, to have a zeal, brothers and sisters. And let me tell you something, once we have that, then we can go, ye therefore. Then we can be the city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Then we can be the salt of the earth, brothers and sisters. Let the exalting of the name of Jesus Christ be our vision of as the people of God. The same Spirit, the same goal. Even though we're not even the same church body, we should still have the same vision and the same goal.
Amen.
about that spirit. I'm thankful the brother said this. I was going to use the scripture anyways. But where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And there's freedom amongst the ones that you are united with in the body. Y'all ever have services where it just seems to flow perfectly? Testimony after testimony, and then a song, a little preaching, something, just whatever would lift up the name of God, and it just flows beautifully. There's no abrupt bad things in the way in that service. That's what we need to strive to do. Let me tell you, the having this vision requires an amount of faith as children of God. I was going to touch on this last night, faith, but the Lord didn't allow. But I guess that's so I could use it now. Faith. Faith. What we put our faith in, brothers and sisters. Put our faith in God so that we can succeed to fulfill that vision. I'm going to go back to talking about the further in the perseverance of the Lord's church. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says this. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The way he should go is Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. If we want a future for our kids in the house of God, we must trust the vision that God has put on you, the gift that God has given you, the part that you fulfill in your church, that you need to fulfill. Trust God in that, that he knows what he's doing. Trust him that he will help you fulfill your role in the house of God so that you can further the vision. Vision isn't a new thing. I'm thankful that the whole Bible points to the same vision. The whole Bible has the same cause. So you can say something and the whole Bible backs it up. I'm going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 11. This is the children of Israel. We know that they were wandering and that they, you know, they had many issues. They cast their vision on other things. But yet, God still had the vision that they should fulfill. And that is to uplift God. Deuteronomy 11, I'm going to start in the 13th verse. It says this. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. That's what we should be doing. That is what our vision should be as a church, is to love the Lord your God and to fulfill his commandments. Jesus Christ said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And oh, I want to say I love you to him, you know. We ought to want to fulfill his commandments and to strive to be better. Not for ourselves or not for our own personal pleasures or feelings, but to uplift the name of God. With all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Once you trust in the Lord and you have your vision where it needs to be, God will provide, brothers and sisters. God, it's good to sup at the table with the Lord. God will provide in the problems that you have. God will provide in trying to fulfill the vision that God has put on us. In the 16th verse, it says this, "And heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you." It's easy as Christians and as children of God to avert our eyes where they ought not to be, onto worldly possessions, and even something that in and of itself is harmless. It can still be bad because it gets in the way of you and God. Verse 18, it says this, "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that ye may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt write of, and you shall write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates." And verse 19, it's talking about following God at all times. There's never any room as us for children of God to let down our guard and to let Satan in. It's easy to do that. It's easy to be relaxed and to lean back and go slack for a little bit. But there's no time for that. In Ephesians chapter 6, it says, redeem the time. Oh, brothers and sisters, redeem the time that our vision would be where it needs to be. Teach them your children. Teach them. Teach them Jesus Christ. Oh, Sunday school lessons are good. Oh, but living it out is so much better. Living out the book of the, living out the Bible is so much better than just talking about it. It shows that you trust it. It shows that you want to live it. In the 21st verse, it says this, "That your days may be multiplied in the days of your children, and the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto them." It's easy to pick and choose what commandments you want to follow. This is tough. Endure hardness as a good soldier, brothers and sisters. It is tough being Christian. It's tough setting an example before others. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't not do it. If we want the church to persevere, if we want our children to persevere in the Lord, and not even just to just be saved, but to grow in him and to take up roles in the church and to just fulfill what the Lord wants them to do in their life. Some people believe that once you're saved, the work is done. No! No! And the work is just beginning. But oh, how joyous that is! Because you get to have the relationship with an almighty God. Last night I got to say that he is not a far-off God. He is there for you. In the 23rd verse, it says this, "Then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, amen, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves." When you get to spending time with the Lord, it seems that you can see a change in your life. You can see a difference. Once you trust in the Lord, Satan will flee from you. Abide in God, and he will abide in you. 24th verse, it says this: every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even into the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. If God is for us, who can stand against us? No one. No one. God, we serve an almighty God, an unlimited God. Oh, the box that we put God in, we limit him so much. We limit him so much as a people. And that's why our vision is obscured. We have our blinders on. But just as Saul, after the road to Damascus, when he was blinded, he got his blinders off and he got to work. He got to work for the Lord. Let us do that, brothers and sisters. This spirit should be a common zeal amongst us. We should have a common goal. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, in Acts in the second chapter, I was speaking of the unity earlier. You hear that there were 3,000 souls saved. Isn't that great? Even better than that, the name of God was exalted. The name of God was uplifted. That's even more joyous than a soul being saved. God being uplifted is our main goal. It is our main vision that the name of Jesus Christ would be uplifted, because he's worthy of it. For such a worm as I, who am I? Who am I to be here today? You know, in the grand scheme of things, like, how did we end up here? God, if you are saved by the grace of God, you have a special thing with him, with the almighty creator of the universe. You and him, it's a personal relationship. You have a special thing with him. But yes, on the day of Pentecost, they were one mind and one accord. Let the church be that way today. Common vision. And then after that, if it's the Lord's will, 3,000 souls be saved. Then after that, once we have the same common goal, let us be that city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Let us have our goals lined up correctly in our life. Let us not have anything else above the goal of exalting God. That is our number one goal. I'm going to go back to the main verse I was talking about. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Happy is he that keepeth the law of Jesus Christ. Happy. The joy and the different lifestyle that you live. And the joy with communing with God and supping with him. And serving him. There's joy found in that. There's joy found in striving after the right vision. So let us, as children of God, let our vision be for the glory of God. Let us have our priorities straight and in the right order. And then everything else will kind of fall into place after that. You know? Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. That's what I have tonight.